This morning we're going to have a look at bees. Of course, the Tokau Field Day, the next one around the corner, is the Beekeepers and Beekeepers-to-Be Field Day. But I thought we'd check in with research scientist Caroline Sonter, who's got a little bit of expertise in the bee area. Caroline, I guess bees generally, apart from being annoying and trying to get away from them if they're going to sting us, how important are they generally to our environment and us?
Bees are essential for so many reasons. Probably the main ones are food security. Without bees, we would probably be waving goodbye to quite a few of the things that we particularly like to eat, particularly fruit and quite a lot of our vegetables as well. They're also essential for the pollination of wild ecosystems. About 65% of all flowering plants and seed plants require insect pollination. Also, the preservation of our biodiversity. Without insect pollination, we'd end up with a lot of self-pollinating plants. And over time, that changes the DNA of that plant.
So in other words, without bees, we'd be pretty much game over, isn't it, really?
Well, you'd have a very boring diet.
No fruit and veg. You'd probably have chocolate. That'd be about it, I guess.
You'd have your grains.
A chocolate sandwich. That's what we'll be left with. I can live with that. Look, Caroline, we've got the Tokau Field Day. It is the Beekeepers to Be Field Day. What are some of the things that will be happening at Tokau College on the 14th?
Well, we've got a very exciting day planned. There'll be presentations by leading bee experts on bee management, pollination, pest control, biodiversity, honey extracting, medicinal honey, and research into leptospermum, which is Australia's own Manuka honey plant. The entry is free, so anyone can turn up. And it will be running between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. at Tokau College at Paterson. So, yeah, everyone is welcome.
Will be a great day. So I guess be there or be square. Bad joke. But look, you mentioned medicinal honey. How does honey aid in terms of the medicinal side of things?
Okay, well, it's very important, firstly, that we're looking at honey that has not been heat treated. So we're talking about raw honey. All raw honey has antibacterial, antifungal properties. So that's really good for things like sore throats and skin conditions and things like that. You've probably heard of Manuka honey, which has a lot higher content of those particularly good aspects that raw honey has. But the main thing is that if you're eating honey, try and get it from your local beekeeper, because then it's probably going to be raw honey from your local area, which will be much better for you than getting something from the supermarket.
So as we hear so often, the closer to the actual source, the less process that involved and the more natural a product that you're going to get.
Yes, and the other benefit is you're going to be consuming pollens from your area, which can help with hay fever and seasonal allergies to do with pollen.
Oh, hello, you've got my attention now. I'd never thought of it from that point of view, so you're basically, I guess, sort of treating yourself in a way for that. Look, it will be a great day, 14th of October, and it is the Beekeepers and Beekeepers to Be Field Day. I'm sure you'll have a lot to say on the event, and thanks for joining us this morning, Caroline.
You're welcome.
Caroline Sonter, research scientist. She does know what she's talking about when it comes to bees. It will be a very interesting field day. They always are at Tokau. It is 18 to midday at